Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. This week, we're going to talk about something that's a little bit more sensitive in nature. Recently, I heard of a new trend that kind of like blew me away. So if you've listened to the intro to this podcast, you know that it's my heart to help teen girls overcome real life issues in a way that stays true to who God has created you to be. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing this week. Tackling a real-life issue that honestly isn't talked about a whole lot. In the world of social media, we are finding that teens spend about 8 hours a day on their phones. On average, did you know that there are 5 billion plus snaps that are created every single day? Females between the ages of 10 and 18 make up TikTok's largest demographic. And 54% of teens said that they would be a lot more worried about social media if their parents knew exactly what was going on. And this kind of leads us to what we're going to be talking about today. You all may or may not know this latest trend that we're seeing on social media by teens, but teens today are going online to find their next IBF, or internet best friend. And then when they find them, they are meeting up with their new IBF in person, and then recording that dramatic video of the process. As teens, I totally get it. You want to have those people that you're closest to. But there is a quote that my pastor says. He says, if you want to find someone bad, you're going to find someone bad. Finding your next IBF is great when everything goes as planned. But this is also an online breeding ground for predators to take advantage of you. And I don't want that. And so what I want to talk to you about today is, how do you protect yourself online so you're not being taken advantage of by these predators? And I'm not saying everybody online is a predator, okay? I totally get not everyone online is a predator, but they are out there. And so I just want you to be protected and you kept safe. When I searched hashtag IBF on Instagram, I found that there were close to 900,000 posts about IBFs. When I looked up the hashtag IBF meeting, it was over 130,000 posts. IBF Finder had over 221,000 posts. You get the point. There are so many people looking for their internet best friend. Now I want to share with you some posts that are actually on Instagram right now. And I'm going to change some of the names and the places and things like that because I don't want to expose these people. But I want you to see what it is that they're putting out there so that I can kind of walk you through why these posts are probably attracting predators, okay? And like I said, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to incite fear in you, but I want to help you with making wise choices so that you aren't taken advantage of and hurt in the process, okay? So please listen to my heart in this. All right, so here's the first one. Y'all, I'm making a group. Reply to this post if you want to be added, and no creeps allowed. The age range, 12 to 16. Here's another one. Hey, my name is Julia. I'm just making up a name just so you know. Looking for an IBF. About me. I live in the US. I'm 13, turning 14. I love music. Age has to be between 12 and 15. DM me if interested. And then the last one we're going to talk about today. Hi, I'm looking for an IBF. I'm a girl and I'm 14. I live in the US. You should be between 13 and 15 years old. I want someone to be really close to and to be best friends. We can FaceTime once we both feel comfortable. I do have some IBFs, but I'm not close to any of them. My hair is dark brown. My eyes are dark brown too. I'm 5'5". Don't be dry. And so these are three different posts that young teen girls are posting about themselves online.
Ladies, the problem is this. One, these posts are created by young teen girls who are desperately looking for somebody. They are sharing personal information about themselves, and that is exactly what online predators are looking for. If there are online predators out there and they're saying, hey, this girl is looking for somebody between the ages of 12 to 15 or 12 to 16, or this is a 13-year-old turning 14, like, okay, this is who I'm looking at, okay? And so this is a target for online predators. There was a research study done that shows that the percentage of people trying to entice minors online, that's anybody under the age of 18, with inappropriate materials has gone up 97% since the shutdown in 2020. This includes predators manipulating teens to share their own inappropriate content online. So ladies, this is a problem, especially for you Christian girls, because we want to live a life of purity. And these predators are so slick that sometimes they can break down our guards and we don't even realize it. And so we're going to be talking about those red flags and how to avoid talking to predators online. What do we look for to know that if it is a predator? So let's talk a couple minutes about these online predators. Some of the biggest things that online predators are looking for are teens that are insecure, unhappy, needy, they feel lonely, or they have little to no adult supervision. So let's look at these three posts again that I found on IG talking about IBFs. The first one, y'all, I'm making a group. Reply to this post if you want to be added and no creeps allowed. The age range is 12 to 16. Doesn't sound like she's too insecure because she's like taking initiative, but it definitely could sound like she's needy. She wants friends. It sounds like she's tired of being alone. So she's starting a group to change that. This is a target for predators, something that they're going to look for. The second one, I'm not going to read this whole thing, just the part that we're looking at. I'm looking for an IBF. DM me if interested. This sounds needy too. The third one, hi, I'm looking for an IBF. I want someone to be really close to and to be best friends. We can FaceTime once we're both comfortable. I do have some IBFs, but I'm not really close to any of them. This one shows us the girl is lonely. She doesn't have anyone she's close to. It shows us that she's insecure. You know, when she says we can FaceTime once we're both comfortable, this is a huge target for a predator. See, the next thing that a predator does after he figures out who he's going to target is he's going to try to get as much information out of them as possible because he knows that if he can feed on those insecurities and feed on that loneliness and feed on that neediness, he could step into her world a lot quicker than he could if he didn't have that information. See, a predator loves information. He gets excited because he knows that he can use that to become quick friends with you. Basically, what he does is he mirrors you and he says, oh, you're lonely. Oh, I totally get it. I'm lonely too. And he takes everything that you say and he mirrors it to make it sound like that's him too. They need to know this information so that you can trust them. And when they get you to trust them and you become friends, quote unquote, they can move to that next step, which helps them to really step into your world a little bit more. They want to meet the needs that you have. So do you need money? Here, I'll mail you some cash. Guess what happens when they mail you cash? They get your address. Do you want some jewelry? I'll buy you some online and I'll send it to your home. Do you need someone to talk to? I'll be there for you, literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their next goal is to then isolate you so that you are online with them all the time. You're no longer around your family. You're no longer around your friends. It's you and them. Then the next thing that a predator does after they get you to trust them is they begin to up their game. They'll start to continually bring up inappropriate topics and ask you inappropriate questions. If they were to bring up an inappropriate topic and you were to call them out on it, but you were still to remain friends with them, then they'll apologize. They won't talk about it for a little bit, but then they're going to bring it back again. What they're trying to do is to keep weaving it into their conversations because they want to desensitize you to it. They may even try to send you inappropriate pictures of other teens. They pressure you and tell you things like, well, everyone's doing it. I didn't want to feel left out and I don't want you to feel left out. Then they'll apologize if you react poorly and say they'll never do it again. But guess what? They will. So all of these are red flags. These are red flags that this is somebody that is not somebody that you want to be talking to online. Immediately, if you see them do this kind of thing. Block them immediately. After you've blocked them, talk to your parents and ask your parents to help you report them to the platform wherever they are talking to you at, and then to the local law enforcement, because these people need to be put in jail. They do not need to be out there feeding and fueling on other teens or sometimes children. So with all that being said, now I want to give you the red flags, things to look out for so that you don't even get down that road. The first one is flattery. If somebody is like flattering you, like overly flattering you, watch out for it, okay? Block them immediately. Do not talk to them. They want to make you feel beautiful or important. And they know if you respond to them, if they say like, hey, beautiful, and you respond back to them, they know that you don't really think you're beautiful, or they know that there's something on the inside that they can reach into. The next thing, gifts. If they offer to give you cash, jewelry, electronics, a new phone, this is a clear red flag. They are trying to get your home address. And know this, a normal teen would not send gifts like that to a friend they just met online, okay? So if it's somebody who wants to send you gifts like that, it's somebody who has money, and it's most likely an adult, okay? So that's a clear red flag. Another red flag is asking for personal information. Where do you go to school? What city do you live in? Do you have a boyfriend? What do your parents do? Do your parents work from home? They are trying to get as much information about you so that they can lure you in, okay? The next red flag is isolation. They won't encourage you to talk to your parents about problems. They want to be the ones that you come to talk to. So they'll be like, no, 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 don't talk to your parents. Come talk to me. If they are like that, run. Another red flag, we've shared this too, sharing and requesting inappropriate material. Run, ladies, block them, run. Do not talk to them. Get them out of your life immediately. They are not worth it. Now, with all this being said, I'm not saying that everyone that you meet online will be a predator, but I want you to be cautious. Ladies, this is why I encourage you over and over and over again. Begin to gain your identity in Christ. Know who it is that God says that you are and choose to believe it. When you know who it is that you are in Christ, these people who try to take advantage of you will be huge red flags in your spirit, because you'll know, no, 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 I know who I am, and what you say about me is not truth. What you're trying to get me to do is not okay. And you'll know inside in your spirit that that's not who it is that God wants you to talk to, okay? And so I just want to really encourage you on that. Really begin to understand who it is that you are in Christ. There was a podcast series that we did a couple months ago called The Lies of the Enemy. I encourage you, go back and listen to that, because it talks about who it is that you are in Christ and how you can stand strong against the schemes of the enemy, because that's exactly what it is. The enemy wants more than anything to pull you off of the Word of God so that he can make you not effective for the kingdom of God. He wants you to be broken and to be hurt and to be shameful and to hide. And that is not who God has called you to be. And ladies, that's why I talk about these topics, because I want you to succeed in life. I want to see you make an impact for God in a way that is so much bigger than you can even realize. And if the enemy can pull you off of God's will for your life, off of God's purpose for your life, he knows that you can't make an impact. Ladies, God has such a purpose for your life, a purpose that is so much bigger than you even realize. Do not let the enemy take it. Now, ladies, if you have fallen into that trap of online predators, there is a series that we did called Overcoming Secret Sins. Go back and listen to that episode, because that will help you be able to stand up and to get rid of the shame, to get rid of the guilt, to forgive yourself, to forgive others who have hurt you, and move on to freedom and joy and peace that God has for you. All right, ladies, I hope that this episode helped you. It is a real life issue. It is something that is a little more sensitive in topic, but it's something that was really on my heart to talk to you all about. So I really hope that it was a blessing to you. All right, ladies, every single week we say this phrase, and I want you to repeat it after me, but really mean it from your heart, because it is truth. Say with me, I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see, how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. If you have not yet signed up for our newsletter, go to the Uncommon Teen app. You can download it at uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says Don't Miss a Thing. Sign up for the newsletter because we have some new things that we're getting ready to tell you about. And if you are on our email list, you will be the first to know. So get on that app, click on the tab that says Don't Miss a Thing and get signed up. Or go to uncommonteen.com and you can get signed up there. All right, ladies, have a blessed week and we'll see you back here next time.
Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.